Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christa Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And we enter the season of Advent this Sunday as the first Sunday of Advent and the new liturgical year with its celebration. So we welcome you who are here with us in the cathedral, those who are visiting, welcome to the home that is yours always when you are around us and here. And for all those who are visiting us from home, joining us via television, radio, internet, we pray for all of you this Advent Sunday as we enter this season of preparation, that every day for you, your family, and all your loved ones be filled with the joy and the love of Christ that you are able to share with one another and to live with one another in. My dear family, to begin this beautiful season of Advent, let us begin by acknowledging our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. And therefore I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they call her: the Lord, our justice. The word of the Lord.
Justice. He teaches the humble his way. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. To you,
reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before God our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there is the theme for Advent season. There is the challenge of St. Paul. Ask the Lord to make you increase and abound in love for one another, so that this love keeps you prepared, leads you to see the beauty of how the Lord just wants you and me to be able to live at peace and to enjoy the beauty of the journey with Him. Jesus reminds us, as He reminds the disciples, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. How often all these three occupy the heart and the life that is ours. That's why St. Paul says, ask the Lord to increase this love in you, so that at the moment that the last day approaches, we are ready, whenever that may be. For though, yes, many look for the signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the earth, all that, you're all concerned about that, then you're not really focusing on what you must. The drowsiness of your heart. You have to remain, I have to remain ready. And the purity of this love that St. Paul talks about is what keeps us from becoming anxious. How interesting it is that in our world, there are so many things that cause us anxiety. So many things that want to cause us to kind of shut down. So many things that want to occupy the value of the space in your heart and in mine. For example, how often it is that one, for whatever reason, has something against someone else, yet they never address it. They'll address it with everyone else, except the one they have the problem with. What good is it going to do you to talk to everyone else except the one that you have the problem with? I've never understood that. Do you realize the anxiety it's creating in you? And all of that is just going to cause more and more anxiety, because it's going to get heavier and heavier with time. That's the spirit of cowardice. And that's not what God gave you, nor me. Do you realize the relief it would come when you just talk to your neighbor? You know, husbands to wives, children to parents, siblings, there's a group. Or neighbor to neighbor, or friend to friend. What harm would there be for you to just tell that person, you know, can I invite you to be seated? I have something I need to share with you. Do you realize what relief would come from that for you? And knowledge would come to them. But we don't. Rather, we'd rather just grow in anxiety. And every time you see that person, oh. Every time you kind of hear his or her name, oh. Why? When the Lord wants you to be free. And parents to children and spouses to spouses, you're never supposed to be at odds, just for the record. I know it's impossible not to always not be at odds, but the thing is, take time. That's why St. Paul is so direct. May the Lord make you increase. Where is it that you have to increase in this new year? Because it's a new year. It's a new season of preparation. But what are we preparing for? You're preparing for death? Okay, well, let's get ready. But in order to be ready, it means you're enjoying today the way you're meant to. All Jesus wants for you and for me, my dear family, is that we don't miss out on the time we have today. But look at what clutters our lives. Look at what causes the division. And look at what keeps us from being able to experience the unity that Christ gave his life for us to have. Because he wants us to be his body upon this earth. And the only way we can do that is united in the domestic church and universal church. But it entails being open to humbling ourselves to ask the Lord, Lord, help me in this part of my heart. Because I am lacking your love here for, and you have to fill in the blank. I can't fill it in for you. But fill it in. Because there's your freedom. And as we prepare to light this first candle of Advent, the season begins. What will you do with it? What will I do with it? Well, I hope and pray we'll do the same thing. Ask the Lord to increase in us what will allow us to abide with one another. His love. So that you may come to see the way you're meant to see, and I can come to see the way I am meant to see. And the one who tries to keep us apart will realize he cannot stand against the love of God. That is stronger than any and everything that you can ever imagine. But my dear family, it's in the simple things. What will purify your heart is to just be simple. I shared that on Thanksgiving Day. It's about just sitting down and having a cup of coffee with each other. Right now, everyone is scrambling to go buy the right gift. You're not going to find it. You want to know what the right gift is? Sit down with each other. Couples, just hold each other's hand. Sit outside. Children, stop racing everywhere where you're not going to arrive at. And why don't you just slow down and see the obvious? That's going to keep the heart pure. It's going to keep it anxious-free. When we realize the greatest of all value we have is literally right there. It's your life and the life you're able and the lives you are able to share your life with. There's your value, and you already have it. Let's ask the Lord for the grace not to become distracted to where we don't see it. Simplicity, my dear family, is where the abundance of wealth will be found. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, as we prepare to enter the beauty of Advent, let us ask the Lord to hear the needs we present to him.
For our church, that we may be a sign of God's presence in the world, increasing and abounding in love for one another and for all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may always strive to do what is right and just, so that all may dwell safe and secure, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be generous in sharing the blessings we have received, so that our generosity may benefit the millions in the world who struggle to find the necessities of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may prepare ourselves for the second coming of our Lord, cognizant that the Lord is already truly in our midst, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, and Rolando Roll Gonzalez. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. My dear family, as we prepare to bless this Advent wreath and light the first of the four candles, I invite you to ask the Lord for his light to come into your hearts, as I ask for him to come into mine, to help us increase in that love and in that, and to help us in that area of life that you want to begin anew or to renew, wherever that may be and whatever that may be. Ask that of our Lord, who is Emmanuel. Lord, our God, we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. He is Emmanuel, the hope of the peoples. He is the wisdom that teaches and guides us. He is the Savior of every nation. Lord God, let your blessing come down upon us. As we light the candles of this wreath, may the wreath and its light be a sign of Christ's promise to bring us salvation. May he come quickly and not delay. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Happy Advent. Let us be seated for the preparation of the altar. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with all the angels and saints we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Let us stand together, and at the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace, Deacon. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May I invite us to please be seated for a few announcements at this time. The Catholic Daughters invite us to a day of reflection this coming Friday, December the 3rd, at 9 a.m. in St. Joseph's Hall. So if your schedules permit, I know it's a Friday, so usually it's a work day, but if your schedules do permit, we invite you to join them in St. Joseph's Hall. Also, religious ed will not meet today in, of course, observance of Thanksgiving weekend. So, and someone was telling me, well, Thanksgiving is just a day. No, it's a whole weekend now. So, and also, I want to invite Michael. He's going to share a few words with all of us at this time.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have a brief announcement to make. I've been a seminarian for 4 years, and as some of you may or may not know, seminary is a discernment process, and in that discernment, I have decided to step away from formation, to stop pursuing the priesthood, at least the ministerial priesthood, for the moment. I'm not certain where God will take me. I'm open to whatever the Holy Spirit guides me to do, but I feel that He's called me away from formation for the time being. And I wanted to thank all of you so very much for allowing me to be a part of your community and to assist in masses and several other liturgies and funerals and weddings and all kinds of fun stuff I've got to do while I was here. It's been a wonderful time, and I've really, really enjoyed it. Not everybody can say they've seen all the nooks and crannies of the cathedral, but I really enjoyed being here, and thank you all so very much for the time I've had.
Michael, on behalf of all of us, we do express our gratitude to you for answering God's call to follow him in this path for the last 4 years. I met Michael when he was at Texas A&M Keensville, you know, and then he joined seminary, so it was a great joy. And I know that he has truly taken this to heart, to prayer, and to God, and has accepted what God has asked of him at this moment in his life. And I asked him, do you want me to announce it? And he says, no, I would rather tell them myself, which is great. That's all. That's Michael for you. You know, if he has something to tell you, he's going to tell you. So, and I think that's a great example for us all. And that's how responsible he's always been, is to relate a message to those that needs to hear the message. And please pray for him, because, again, formation is discernment, as he's just said. Just because you enter seminary doesn't mean you're going to be a priest. You're going to see where God's calling you. And I know that he leaves with more clarity than when he entered. And he will follow, just like the prayer for the synod is calling us to go where we must go. You know, not where we want to, but where we must. And I think that's an example you're giving to us. And he's a great teacher of the faith. He's given us reflections on Monday mornings and Monday noon. And he really has challenged us. Kay, you've been there. And so we really have been challenged at the morning masses with him. And so we thank you for those words of reflection and challenge as well. But you go with our prayers. And the door is always open. And I know you're going to do wonderful things where God will take you. And there continue to be what you've always been for us here. And that is a blessing. So God be with you, and God show you the way, and continue to bless you for all that you do. One more time, let's show him our support. So, let us stand for the final blessing. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to your neighbor and wish each other a very happy Advent. Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.